can Tanir be the player he was in Heroic? Because if he can, Spirit won't just be good, they will be super dangerous. Like, they could have firepower comparable to Falcons, Furia, Vita, the best teams in the world. Because if you don't know, this guy was more of a late round impact player on the T side. He had monster T side numbers, as I just showed you, that 1.22 T side rating in Heroic. This is a guy where now that he's more freed up on the T side, they're going to be way more dynamic and dangerous on T side, not as sort of boring and predictable. And if you kill Donk, you probably win the round. I think he's going to work really well with Donk and Sheenwell. There's no overlap there, in my opinions. And it used to be depressing to watch Spirit games because you would be focused on Donk. He'd get the most bonkers 2 or 3k opening, and then somehow the round would end with, depending on what route map we're talking about, Chopper or Magix or Zwei just left in a 1v1 or 1v2. And you'd just be like, well, this kind of sucks because they're probably going to lose it, right? If he frags like he can, here's the really scary prospect, because it does this move that's a very subtle move in sports and esports that are team games, which is when you can move people's spots around while still making them do what they're good at and bring in a better player, it can have a knock-on effect on what everyone's level of responsibility is and then what the overall team impact is. So think about the following in the fragging hierarchy. I think he'll be the second best player on the team after Donk.